Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I guess you can be mad at Jason Lockenfora again. Wrote a piece at CVSSports.com.
Sometimes I think he does it just to troll us. Like, he's got it in his mind that he's going to write this stuff
I feel like this is a national narrative.
You do?
Yeah,
okay,
I totally do.
I don't understand this narrative.
2019 NFL predictions, a way too early look at who will be the division winners and the playoff teams. So pick the Chargers to win the West.
Of course.
Okay, fine. It's trendy to do that, right?
It is. It's funny because we were out in L.A. for the weekend, and I was talking to the bartender, and I mentioned the Chargers. He goes, "Oh, they play in San Diego." I go, "No." I said, they play in Los Angeles now. We were in L.A., Orange County, I guess, not technically Los Angeles. They get mad when you refer to that area as Los Angeles. It's Orange County.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
And I said, "No, they play here now." And he goes, "Well, for how long have they been playing here?" I said, "Well, the better part of 3 years now they've been."
What? Was this in the news?
They've been back here in Los Angeles. Oh, really? I didn't know that. I go, yeah. See, you and how many other millions of people that are living in the greater Los Angeles area have no clue that the Chargers are even playing in that city. I was stunned. I like, what? You don't know that the Chargers are playing here? Here in your town? Where are you living? I thought they were in San Diego.
They haven't been made the official team of California yet.
I guess not.
So Lockenfora had his wild cards as
See you later.
Kansas City and Baltimore. Shocking, right?
Correct,
he had Baltimore in there. But he had the, this was his write-up on the Chiefs. Chiefs defense scares the heck out of me. And if Tyreek Hill is banished from the league, then good luck getting another 50 touchdowns out of Patrick Mahomes. Okay, fine. Frankly, I could see this team taking a major step back given the leadership drain in the locker room.
What?
But ultimately, I figure Mahomes and Andy Reid are good for 10 wins.
I agree with that.
Which is where you should
I said that the other day. I think if you get those two out there, you got 10 wins automatically.
I think there will be a narrative that there will be a leadership drain in the locker room because Justin Houston and Eric Berry are gone.
Yeah.
I believe that that is a national belief.
I believe that belief is wrong, and I'll tell you that because I've talked to people inside the organization.
I do, too.
I think Eric Berry's not a leader. I mean, we got to stop thinking that.
A couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
A few years ago, yeah. Those were the respected locker room guys. I don't think that was the case last year, and I don't think it's going to be – maybe there's a void of who steps up or who has stepped up that we don't necessarily know of. Yet,
I think what we've seen on social media, Tyrann Mathieu is really already stepping up as a leader.
He's
going to
just poke his nose in there and take over this thing. But it's not a drain from last year to this year.
Correct.
It's not.
Maybe a couple of years ago. You're right about that, Josh. But last year, and I know this for a fact from talking to enough people inside the organization, Eric Berry was one of those guys that kind of just sucked the life out of everybody because nobody knew what Eric Berry was going to do from day to day. I mean, when we played that soundbite, he is literally day to day, and we were kind of mocking the Chiefs as an organization. They didn't know what was going on with Eric Berry. That's literally what it was. I mean, he would walk in one day and say, yeah, I'm going to play. Walk in one day, say, no, I'm not going to play. Like, you never knew where you stood with Eric Berry. So for
it's
people to
day to day
to paint him as like this leader and the Chiefs are going to be down and void of leadership because Eric Berry's gone, that's just not the case. I think this organization as a whole, it feels relieved, like a big weight's been lifted off their shoulders that Eric Berry is no longer part of this organization because they just didn't know how to prepare week in and week out because part of the week they thought they were going to have Eric Berry, then part of the week they didn't think they were going to have Eric Berry. And
literally,
you know, he was a guy that, you know, in 2014 and 2015 when he was playing, yeah, he was a leader. He was somebody that you wanted around. He was that type of guy. But he hasn't been that guy now, Josh, for maybe half a decade or something in Kansas City. Hasn't been that leader for the last couple of years. And so I think that's a false narrative that is being put out there by Jason Lockenfora and whoever else wants to believe that there's going to be a void of leadership in this organization because Eric Berry's gone. Justin Houston never was a leader. He was never that guy, and that's fine. Not every good player or superstar has to be a leader, and not every leader or superstar is the best player on the team. But for people to think that this defense is going to be void of leadership because Eric Berry is no longer on the team or out of their absolute mind and flat out 100% wrong because Eric Berry hasn't been a leader for the last couple of years for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, but I think, do you agree with me though? I think that from a national perspective, that'll be looked at that way.
Well, sure.
You lost veteran leaders really over the last couple of years. Off that defense.
Well, who else did they lose besides Eric Berry? Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson, you can look at as a veteran leader. Sure.
So I think that they're looking at you lost veteran guys. Now what?
Yeah,
these are guys you've known as Chiefs that were here. Were in the reality in the shorter term, one wasn't available,
right?
And the other one never had a huge voice. It was a lot of follow me,
sure.
And also he played off of Eric Berry,
right?
Like he and Eric Berry were a really good. Like tandem. Mm-hmm. Well, the one guy was gone. You couldn't. So I don't think there's going to be a void of leadership.
No, not at all. I think that. And now, that's why I'm telling you it's a false narrative.
Can you say the defense scares you and without Tyreek Hill, this offense may take.
No yeah. question. No question.
Those are fair criticisms. The leadership part, I don't agree.
Yeah, I think that's just a big false narrative that's being put out there by the national media because it's an easy way to, well, they lost Eric Berry. They clearly lost a leader. And that's just not the case. Like, I'm not trying to take a dump on Eric Berry because he's not here anymore. I'm just giving you the reasons why. And every time I talk to somebody, it becomes more and more clear. Eric Berry was just really not part of this team at all last year. And the organization, for better or worse, I guess for worse, spent all season wondering what was going to happen with Eric Berry. And if they just moved on from Eric Berry last year, maybe they would have been in a better spot for that championship game than waiting on whether or not Eric Berry was going to be a player or part of this Chiefs organization.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.